Hachette Audio presents The End of Always, written by Randy Davenport, read by Noelle Kayser. For all the Reese women everywhere, all the greatest things are simple, and many can be expressed in a single word. Freedom, justice, honor, duty, mercy, hope. Winston Churchill. One. When my father came to America, he brought my mother and my sister Martha to Waukesha, Wisconsin, where I was born and grew up. Then, as now, the town stood on a vast tableland of grass west of a lake so broad you could not see from coast to coast. Indians were here first, and the value of this land to the Menominee came from its proximity to the lake, which also made it a gathering place and later a trading town. Eventually, the place was overrun with traders who bartered with the Menominee for furs and skins and anything else they thought they could get for cheap. The traders all seemed to believe that prosperity came with opportunity. But like all men, the traders meant their own prosperity, their own opportunity. This is the American way. A long trolley line ran through the middle of town and then on to Milwaukee. But in those days, Waukesha was not so big that you could not walk the length of it if you had to. The richest people lived in houses on the limestone bluffs that overlooked the river. We lived on the other side of town, in a plain house on a plain street. We had a kitchen at the back and a sitting room in the front, and a little room next.